And now it's time for the all breakout team from Jamie Eisenberg on Fantasy Football Today Express. And welcome in, everyone. All right, Jamie, yesterday we did your all sleepers team. Today, breakouts. Again, it's one quarterback, two running backs, two receivers, a tight end, and a flex. Who is our breakout quarterback?
Yeah, first, apologies to anybody that thinks some of these guys might be too obvious, but I'm expecting some career seasons for a few of these players, or just building off of some segmented parts of the season that they're coming off of. And I'll start with Trevor Lawrence, who closed last season on an absolute tear, averaging over 30 fantasy points per game in his last seven games, including the playoffs. And now you're coming into this another year in Liam Cohen's system. I think the best receiving core collectively that he's going to play with, depending on how much Travis Hunter plays on offense, but a healthy Brian Thomas, Parker Washington clearing his injury situation, back on track, Brent Strange, Jacoby Myers, all that whole group. It could be the first year of Trevor Lawrence putting it all together. We saw it in the second season, when he went to the playoffs there for the Jaguars, like he didn't build off of that. I think now he's so dialed in. He's so in control of this offense. And I love that Cohen, the last two seasons, has really done wonders for his quarterbacks running. I don't think you're getting 9 rushing touchdowns from Trevor Lawrence, but 4 or 5, 400 yards, I think that's realistic for him. And so he could challenge to be a top 5 quarterback this year.
How would you rank Jackson Dart, Caleb Williams, Trevor Lawrence?
Lawrence, Williams, Dart.
Okay, give me your running backs on your all breakout team.
So again, I'm going to stay on more of the high end side of things here. And Ken Walker, I think, will finally put it all together and have the best year of his career. We saw it in the postseason last year, divisional round, when Zach Charbonnet got hurt. He averaged more PPR points per game in the NFL playoffs than Christian McCaffrey did for the season. So a small sample size, but wow. Now you're talking about what he can do in this Chiefs offense. Specifically, I think what he can do as a pass catcher. And in 2024, he was on pace. He only played 11 games, but he was on pace for 71 catches for Seattle that season. I don't think he's going to be a 70-catch guy, but I think he's going to be around 50. And so if everything holds from what we're hearing in training camp. And so there might be more competition for touches than I'm giving credit for, because I did think Emma Johnson looked good in the first preseason game for him. I still think Breshad Smith and Amari DiMercato will have some semblance of maybe a combined role, whether it's one of them working on some passing down situations, one of them being able to jump in there on some rushes, and then you got to factor in Walker's injury history. But man, if he stays healthy, everything you're hearing, seeing, he looks explosive. Like, they went out and got him for a reason, to fix what was the worst part of their offense for the last 2 years, maybe 3 years. I think there's a huge opportunity here for Ken Walker. I have no problem taking him in the beginning part of round 2.
Okay, Ken Walker, who's your other breakout running back?
Amari Hampton. We saw it in flashes last year, beginning part of the season. He was starting to ramp up before the foot injury, had some good moments in the second half of the season. Really, this is all about two factors here, and it has nothing to do with Amari Hampton himself. It has to do with his offensive line and his coach. So you get Joe Alt back, you get Rashawn Slater back. I know they lost Biadasz. That sucks to have the center not being there, but the tackles last year, just with Joe Alt alone, Joe Alt played 6 games. They averaged a touchdown better per game as an offense. And for, I believe, 2 of those games, Hampton didn't play. So he comes back the second half after the foot injury and did not have the offensive line working for him against Slater, missed the entire season. But Mike McDaniel, you've heard me say this a lot, he's coached 2 different versions of running backs. Both were awesome. Raheem Mostert, in the beginning part of his Dolphins tenure, 18 rushing touchdowns he got out of Raheem Mostert. Then he gets Devon Achane. We saw the superstardom that he got there, that he produced there. Over 20 PPR points per game last year, was great the year before as well. I think this is an opportunity for Amari Hampton to, I don't want to say challenge to be the rushing leader, but I think he could be in the conversation to be a top 5 fantasy running back this year. He's got the pass catching ability. He will work at the goal line. I'm excited about this Chargers offense, as you know. So these are 2 guys that I'm taking early part of round 2.
And who do you like better?
I like Walker better, but it's close.
Okay. We'll be right back with wide receivers, tight end, and flex after this on FFT Express. So far on Jamie's breakout team, we've got Trevor Lawrence, Ken Walker, and Omarion Hampton, who are our wide receivers.
So this will be the last high-end guy that I'll talk about, and that's Devontae Smith. And I think you look at what he's able to do now without A.J. Brown there. Thankfully, the hamstring injury is done. At least that's what we expect. And he's good to go, locked in as the number 1 receiver for Jalen Hurts with A.J. Brown gone. Very small sample size, but in the 3 games that Brown missed over the last 2 years, 16 PPR points per game or more in two of those. He averaged 16 PPR points per game in those three games. But more importantly, averaged over 9 targets per game in those three outings. So I think we're going to see a big opportunity for him. We got the question on the full-length Fantasy Football Today episode that we did on Tuesday. What would Jalen Hurts look like in this new offense that he's going to, you know, play in under Sean Mannion? And I think it's going to benefit him eventually, maybe some hiccups along the way. But I think that Hurts will lean on Devontae Smith quite a bit. And I think Smith could challenge to be a top 10 fantasy receiver this year.
And your other breakout wide receiver?
So I'm torn on the two injured guys because I still think there's plenty of upside for them, for Emeka Buka and Luther Burden. I'll go to Luther Burden because his ADP is actually lower. So I think people running away from Luther Burden because the groin injury is a mistake. I would still take him in round 4. I think we're going to see him be the guy for Ben Johnson. Johnson's already come out and said he wants to lead the NFL in scoring or set the NFL scoring record. That's going to be fun to see. Williams is, I think, going to make Burden a priority in this offense. You mentioned Khalif Raymond. I think Raymond's having a good camp because of Burden being absent in practice. Romo Odunze is going to be a factor. We know Colson Love is going to be a factor, but 85 targets available without DJ Moore on the field. We saw Burden in the second half of the season when Odunze was dealing with a foot injury become a focal point. You cannot watch him and not see how good he can be. And so give him targets, give him opportunities, give him those chances to make plays. I think he will. So he's going to be one of these guys, I think, that benefits a lot of fantasy managers because you got him at a discounted price.
All right. That gives us Trevor Lawrence, Ken Walker, Amarian Hampton, Devontae Smith, Luther Burden. Who's our tight end?
I'll go Isaiah Likely. You know, you look at what he is seemingly going to be for the Giants and could be an outlet option for Jackson Dart. We got the news yesterday. I don't know if you mentioned on the show. Theo Johnson got a little bit banged up in practice for the Giants. That's another boost for Likely. But we'll see how this all looks once we get Malik Nabers on the field and how Nabers and Malachi Fields and Darnell Mooney and Darius Slayton, all these guys, you know, work together. But I think Jackson Dart showed last year, Theo Johnson was basically averaging 10 PPR points per game with Dart in the 12 games that he started. And Likely is a better talent. So Likely has, I want to make sure I get the stat correctly, but Likely, I think, has 9 games in his career with at least 6 targets, averaging over 12 PPR points per game, averaging 12 PPR points per game over that span. I think scored 12 PPR points or more in 8 of those games. So that's basically top 5 tight end caliber production. And so I think we're going to see a guy that consistently gets 5+ targets. I think he'll be number 2 on the team in targets. So very excited to take Isaiah Likely. And he comes at such a discounted price. It's well worth your, you know, sort of, it's worth making him a draft target because you can get him at one of these late options that we talk about, greater late.
Last, we need a flex on the all breakout team.
So let's go back to Ibuka. And I think just looking at his, you know, he's kind of fallen a little bit as well. You know, now he's into round 4. This is a guy we were talking about in round 3. And so the toe injury, you know, hopefully it's not an issue. You know, you referenced the comment that Baker Mayfield made on the radio talking about, you know, Ibuka's, you know, still going to be a big part of what we do and coming along with the toe injury, but really more about the other guys, talking up Chris Godwin, talking up Jalen McMillan, Ted Hurst. That's going to be a factor there, especially if Godwin's right. But Ibuka in the first 5 games of the season was averaging over 20 PPR points per game. Like, you don't do that as a rookie and not have the ability to produce when you're getting those chances. Baker got hurt. Godwin came back. Evans came back. It just became a huge problem. He also, you know, dealt with an injury midseason. I think Ibuka is still going to be the best receiver for the Bucs, and I'm excited to see him perform. So hopefully he gets healthy and ready for week 1.
All right, that gives us the all breakout team of Trevor Lawrence, Ken Walker, Amarian Hampton, Devontae Smith, Luther Burden, Isaiah Likely, and Emeka Ibuka. Good stuff from Jamie Eisberg. Thank you very much. Okay, we've got the Draftathon show on Wednesday night. We will talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today Express. See you later. Paramount Podcasts.